Hey Lynn, thanks for posting that article on ISIS and the Golan Heights. I had a thought about that. Well, let me back up a minute. We've all wondered how Psalm 83 could possibly take place. And I think that something like this ISIS problem in the Golan Heights could be an avenue for Psalm 83 to possibly take place. If, just imagine with me that if ISIS was to launch a missile into Israel or attack people in the Golan Heights. It would be an all-out war with Israel, and they would have to defend themselves and do all that they could to protect their citizens from an invasion from a force like ISIS. And ISIS would love nothing more than to create problems and to go after Israel as a diversion to keep the eyes of the world off of them. So this is a real troubling bit of information that we're getting from Israel and out of the different media in the Middle East. We're going to have to keep our eyes on this because this could really blow up to be something very catastrophic. And we could be seeing the Psalm 83 war developing right in front of our eyes. So this is something I'm going to watch, and I would encourage all of us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Israel, because things are getting very, very serious over there right now. And remember, check out our blog, brosteph.org. And for those of you that are hearing this that have not visited our Facebook group, go to facebook.com/groups/brosteph and join our group. There's a lot of great discussion there. And once again, thank you, Lynn, for posting that great article. That really gives us a lot of insight to what could be going on. And some of the concerns that Israel and I'm thinking now about Jordan too. Jordan's got to be real concerned about this ISIS group as well. This is Bro Steph. Talk to you soon. Out.